This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The death toll from the coronavirus in China continues to rise. It now stands at 170 with nearly 8,000 confirmed cases. In Geneva, for the third time in 1 week, a World Health Organization emergency committee will meet to decide whether the virus poses a global health threat. Lisa Schlein has more.
The two previous emergency meetings ended inconclusively. WHO experts were split on whether the spread of the coronavirus was large enough to constitute a public health emergency of international concern. But this quickly evolving disease may change some of the doubters' minds. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus praises the strong response taken by the Chinese government to try to stop the epidemic. But he acknowledges that events on the ground in China and abroad are moving too quickly to be ignored. He says the emergence of any new pathogen with the potential to cause severe illness and death is of grave concern and must be taken with utmost seriousness. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The new trade agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada is a step closer to being implemented today after President Trump held a signing ceremony on the White House South Lawn. The White House predicts the new agreement will steer more automotive production to the United States, will boost American dairy, egg, and poultry exports, and overall has the potential to create nearly 600,000 jobs and generate up to $235 billion in economic activity. Canada has yet to ratify the pact. Rescue officials in Syria say warplanes struck a town in a rebel-held enclave in northwestern Syria overnight, killing at least 10 people. The attack also put a local hospital out of service. For news on the go, use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial continues today with a final day of questions for President Trump's defense team and the House lawmakers prosecuting his impeachment case. This as a decision looms about calling witnesses. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
Senate Democrats and House managers are demanding the Senate call former National Security Advisor John Bolton and others to testify in President Trump's impeachment trial. Jay Sekulow, one of Trump's defense lawyers, says the White House will certainly challenge such subpoenas in court, delaying the trial far longer than what Democrats think.
But to say that this is not going to extend this proceeding? Months.
Lead manager Adam Schiff accuses Sekulow of threatening Senate Republicans, and he claims there's a way around the courts.
We've got a perfectly good Chief Justice sitting right behind me who can make these decisions in real time.
The questions will continue Thursday with votes on witnesses Friday. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The European Parliament has given the green light for Britain's departure from the European Union. Lisa Bryant says it was an emotional departure.
After being part of some sort of European Union for nearly half a century, it took only a few seconds for Britain to see its departure overwhelmingly approved by the European Parliament. The next step promises to be difficult as Britain negotiates its future relationship with the EU, especially on trade matters. Britain's last day as an EU member is Friday. The British flag will be lowered at EU institutions. But in many ways, the farewell, with EU lawmakers locking arms and singing an old Scottish song, has already happened. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Internal documents reveal that the United Nations was the victim of a sophisticated computer hack last year. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Dozens of servers for the UN in Geneva and Vienna were infiltrated last summer, and it's not known the extent of data obtained or who's responsible. Among the servers compromised, the UN Human Rights Office, which collects sensitive data. The UN put out a statement that no confidential information was compromised, although the attack was serious. The United Nations had kept the breach quiet until a leaked document from September was made public. It says that logs that would have revealed what the hackers accessed were cleared. That leads one hacking expert to say that he thinks it's espionage, but not a top spy-level operation, saying U.S., Russia, and Chinese agents would know how to cover their tracks. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In its annual report on the Asia-Pacific region, Amnesty International says governments across Asia are attempting to uproot fundamental freedoms, sparking a wave of youth-led protests against escalating repression. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.